An amended Senate bill still has a chance to designate the ukulele as the official state musical stringed instrument. House Culture and Arts Committee Chair Mark Takai says the Senate can approve the measure before adjournment May 1st.
To say that the issue is dead is not quite true. Senate Bill 3107 is still alive, and that bill has the ukulele as a state musical string instrument. So if the Senate agrees to our amendments to their bill, then it becomes law if the governor should sign.
Representative James Tokioka says he's disappointed the so-called ukulele bill he introduced failed because there were major concessions made by the Senate.
You know, in the end, they conceded to having the ukulele would be the contemporary instrument and the traditional instrument would have been the pa'u drum because the pa'u drum is the base of hula. And I think it would have been a win-win for everyone.
Tokioka says if he wins re-election, he plans to introduce the bill again for consideration next session. House Speaker Joe Suki says a unanimous House vote means very little in the overall process.
The House had unanimous, but in this process we have, you also need to have the Senate. You need two to tango, and the Senate wanted the drums. So there's always next session.
Meanwhile, at the Kamaka Ukulele Workshop in Kaka'ako, 20 artisans produce 4,000 high-end instruments each year. Business manager Fred Kamaka Jr. says recognition of the ukulele's popularity and its emergence as a musical instrument, not a toy, would benefit the state. Kamaka would not be impacted because it already has a huge backlog.
Because of the way we make the instruments, we can't produce a whole lot more every year than we did the year before. So even if the popularity of the ukulele triples, we can't really keep up with the demand as it is.
Kamaka, whose grandfather started the business in 1916, says the ukulele community is a patient one.
We'll see. It'll maybe rise another day. My uncle always says to everybody, hey, just keep strumming. Ukulele is supposed to make you smile.
The Senate will vote on bills for final passage Tuesday and Thursday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.